BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. President Trump has replaced his chief of staff, Reince Priebus, a day after he was accused by another senior White House official of leaking information to the media. Mr. Trump tweeted that he'd picked the current Director of Homeland Security, John Kelly, to succeed him. Mr. Priebus told the news network CNN that he had resigned on Thursday. The White House says President Trump will sign into law a bill imposing new sanctions on Russia. It wasn't clear whether he'd veto the bill, which was passed by both houses of the US Congress with an overwhelming majority. North Korea has confirmed that it successfully launched a second intercontinental ballistic missile in less than a month. The test has been met with international condemnation. Hours after the test, the United States and South Korea held joint missile exercises. Police in Venezuela have clashed with opposition activists who blocked roads in the capital Caracas in protest against Sunday's vote to elect a new constituent assembly. At least two people were injured as police fired rubber bullets and tear gas. Sri Lanka is expected to sign a $1 billion deal with China in the next few hours for the lease and development of the southern port of Hambantota. The agreement has been delayed because of local concerns that the port could be used by the Chinese military. The mayor of the German city of Hamburg has said that the suspect in a supermarket attack in which one man was killed was a failed asylum seeker who was motivated by hate. The suspect stabbed to death a shopper and wounded six others. And a US-born picture editor who commissioned some of the most iconic photographs of the 20th century has died in Paris, aged 100. John Morris edited striking photos of the D-Day landings in France in the 40s and in the 60s argued successfully for publication of two photos symbolic of the Vietnam War. BBC News.